This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This coming Monday would have been Cesar Chavez's 87th birthday. And as important as Chavez was in the history of organized labor in this country, farm labor to be specific, his life story still isn't widely known. Actor Diego Luna is the director of a new feature film about Chavez and some of the milestones of the union that he founded, the United Farm Workers. It's called Cesar Chavez. It opens this weekend. Diego Luna, good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
This is, it's an interesting movie on a whole lot of levels. And I guess the place to start is why you wanted to make it.
I wanted to do a film that, I come from Mexico. I was born in Mexico, raised there. I lived there until my work started to make me travel. And I wanted to find a story that would allow me to shoot here and do an American film, but still talk about where I come from, you know. And by looking at or researching about stories to tell, I was impressed, shocked, and surprised that there was no film about Cesar Chavez. And
yeah, this is the first one, right? The first full-length biopic, as they say.
And if you go a little further, there hasn't been a biopic film about a Latino figure that is not part of the entertainment business.
Oh,
as
yeah.
If there was no, like, doctor, civil rights activists, scientists to celebrate, you know? It's it's quite ridiculous if you think about this community that grows and grows and grows, but it's not represented in entertainment, at least not with the respect and complexity, diversity, cultural richness that it has. And I want to be part of that, you know?
One of the things that makes what Chavez tried to do and did work is the withholding of labor. I mean, the strike in 1965, 66 that he started is the emotional center of this movie, right? The farm workers just not going into the fields until they get what they needed.
And you know what? It started to happen. They started breaking the strikes with workers, you know, with undocumented workers. And they realized that a strike was not going to be the only way, you know, that a strike is a statement that you are willing to sacrifice till the end. Strike is means also I am going to dedicate my time to build something that is more fair. But the tool they started using is the boycott.
Yeah, the great boycott. And that's how, as you have Michael Peña saying in the film, playing Cesar Chavez. That's how we're going to get it from this thing that we're doing to a thing that everybody does.
Exactly. And also it's it's about common sense, you know, but I think it shows you that what you have to fight is indifference. That's the main monster we have to fight here, you know, because it's us consumers. We're part of a horrible chain. If we knew, we would not be part of. I mean, I spend a lot of time here and now, and I feel I'm part of this. It's very hypocritical, you know?
This was not a big-budget movie. It was $10 million, plus or minus, yeah. Which was raised mostly, I understand, in Mexico. You couldn't get American financing for this movie. What does that tell you?
Hollywood and entertainment business does not like taking risks, you know? So they're not going to go fight to find this audience and finally feed them. I heard many things, you know. So, like, how can this be told from the angle of a white American? And I go, well, the problem is his name is Cesar Chavez. You wanna do the film about a reporter that goes and meets Cesar Chavez? No, this man deserves to be celebrated, and it's his community that needs the respect and attention that this film is giving to them.
Cesar Chavez is the film. It's a good one. Diego Luna, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.